Trump promises release of JFK-RFK. MLK assassination records in the coming days. By Catherine Hamilton on January 20, 2025. President Donald Trump vowed during his pre-inauguration speech on Sunday night to release records in the coming days related to the assassinations of former President John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, and Martin Luther King Jr. Trump also promised to release records related to other topics of great public interest during the event at Washington, D.C.'s Capitol One Arena. As a first step toward restoring transparency and accountability to government, we will also reverse the overclassification of government documents. And in the coming days, we are going to make public remaining records relating to the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, his brother Robert Kennedy, as well as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and other topics of great public interest, the 45th and 47th president said. It's all going to be released, Uncle Sam, he added. Robert F. Kennedy's son, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., notably backed Trump's 2024 bid for the presidency and has been selected by Trump to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. During his campaign, Trump pledged to create a commission on presidential assassination attempts as a tribute to RFK Jr. After I was, can't even believe I have to say this, nearly assassinated in Pennsylvania last month, Bobby called me to express his best wishes. He knows firsthand the risks incurred by leaders who stand up to the corrupt political establishment, Trump said at the time. And when you stand up, you bring on some trouble for yourself, but you have to do what's right. You have to do what's right for the country. I'll tell you, we are both in this to do what's right for the country. Both Kennedy's father and uncle were assassinated. Kennedy's father, Robert F. Kennedy, was shot on June 5, 1968. After winning the Democrat primary in California and died the next day. Kennedy's uncle, former President John F. Kennedy, was assassinated on November 22, 1963. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been very vocal in his belief that the CIA was involved in the killing of his uncle, although the agency denies the accusations. He lost his father and uncle in service to our country, and Bobby himself was subject to repeated threats to his safety during the course of his campaign, while being denied protection by the Harris-Biden administration, Trump said. The Biden administration notably only ordered Secret Service protection for RFK Jr. after the Trump assassination attempt and after Trump demanded protection for him. During his rally on Sunday, Trump additionally promised to sign over 200 executive orders on day one of his administration. Every radical and foolish executive order of the Biden administration will be repealed within hours of when I take the oath of office, Trump said. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.